guys, welcome back to another episode of My Life in Granite. Hope you enjoy. Hey guys, starting from now, I'm going to start making my podcast episodes longer for you guys because they're usually very short, and I want to change that and put more time and effort into my podcast episodes. And please, if you like my podcast, tell your friends about it. It will help me a ton. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Hello!
Okay, would you like to do the intro?
Well, I mean, since it's your podcast, you should do it.
Really? But you're the guest.
No, but it's your podcast, so you do your intro, and then I'll chime in.
Oh, no. Not like my podcast intro. Like the intro to this recording.
Yeah, sure. You can do it.
No, you do it.
No, you. No. Argument one. I won the argument. You do it.
How did you win?
Because I said I won.
Ugh, fine. We spent a minute already arguing. Ah! Okay. This will be the main recording for the episode that you guys are listening to. Today, I am here with Alpha Games. And we are going to be arguing about which lizard is better, bearded dragons or blue-tongued skinks. If this comes out on Apple Podcasts, please give a comment. Okay, you can go off this.
Yes, okay. Do that.
Sorry, it's not an Apple Podcast yet. I don't know why.
Questioning?
Questioning life. Okay, who should start first? Red with the dragons or Rex with the blue-tongued skinks?
Which one do you think?
Let's do blue tongue skinks for first.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Ricky.
Okay. So, in my countless hours of searching the internet, it was more like a minute. I found that blue-tongued skinks are just superior in all the ways. They can eat dog food, cat food, pumpkins.
Granny eats dog food.
Okay. Well, they eat, like, chicken. Mine just loves blueberries. I'm just putting it out there.
Blueberries, huh?
Yeah.
Granite likes Fruit Loops.
Huh.
I know. It's weird. I talked about it in episode one.
Yeah. My skink is a blue-tongued skink. So,
you know, you gotta have.
What is a blue tongue? Which is interesting for most lizards, I think. Probably done my research. But, the blue tongue is actually to make predators think that their tongue is poisonous or venomous.
Did you get this from Wiki?
So,
hey, buddy.
So, I mean, they're sold as house pets. Mine was about probably like $1,000. But we got him, got a homemade cage. We got a bunch of like supplies to take care of him. So it was pretty nice. He poops once a day, so that's interesting.
Seriously, that much? Granite poops maybe once a week, unless she's in like hibernation mode. She'll poop like once a month.
Does your lizard shed?
Yes, like a snake.
Like a snake?
Yeah, so you know how snakes, like, they peel their old skin off?
Yeah, they, like, just peel it off? Yeah, I wish skinks did that. That would be handy.
But Granite, everything peels on her. So her eyelids will peel, her ears will peel, her noses will peel. Her skin, each individual spike will peel.
Interesting. Yeah, mine just sheds off in pieces. It's weird.
And my lizard could beat up your lizard.
So, that's interesting.
I got that one from Granitepedia.
Well, mine's like a decent size long, like decent, like probably like, I mean like 10 feet or so. No. No lizard is 10 feet. More like maybe like a foot and a half or something.
Yeah.
Pretty big actually, small. Like probably the size of my arm, I would say, maybe.
Granite's pretty small right now, but she grows like every day, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time my lizard sheds, it grows a little bit. But they do break off their tail when they get like scared, or when someone tugs on it. And they don't grow it back, which is really sad because. you're laughing at my lizard stub. Okay? Jeez. Respect! But I mean, it has just a little stubby. So.
Yeah, it's kept most of its length. Like, only like an inch or two fell off. But.
Yeah, but. It's not fun.
My lizard does not lose tail.
But like. When we got my lizard, he was about like one. And his name was Rex. We kept that name. So, Rex it is.
My lizard's name? The previous owner thought she was a boy. And so, transgender Granite, back then, was named Margot.
Huh.
It was literally painted on the back of her tank in bright orange colors. Yep. That needed to change because you are a girl. Not Granite.
Huh.
That's how she became Granite. Or like, what does she look like? Yeah. She looks like Granite. Oh, that's funny. Oh, you know Zion, like my profile picture? That lizard?
Yeah.
He was named Zion, but he was almost named Cheeto. But my dad said, no, you cannot name him Cheeto.
Huh.
Not Granite. So what lifestyle do you think blue tongue skinks would be for? Like somebody's lifestyle?
Well, the lifestyle of my lizard. It. Little rude, but. He was, like, he was born in the desert, I'm pretty sure.
No, bearded dragons live in the desert, not skinks.
I know, but I don't know. I can't find that anywhere, so. We're going with
Google search. We're in, like, forests and stuff.
But I mean,
where it's human. Because you know how you have to spray his tank?
What?
You know how you have to spray his tank with, like, the water?
Mm-hmm.
That's to keep it humid. He needs to stay human.
Yeah.
So he lives in, like, the rainforest and stuff. Not the desert, like my lizard.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was born or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it could be, but...
But...
But, like, what lifestyle do you, like, for a person thinking to buy a skink, would you say? Would you say, like, more of a chill lifestyle, or?
I mean, he's, like, scared of most people, so, like, without getting used to them, he's pretty, like, pretty scared about all the people that come in to see her. They're a little, like, freaked out. So, that's what I feel her lifestyle is, or I don't know, honestly.
I mean, like, what... Well, like, what lifestyle would you have to be able to take care of a skink, would you say? Like, just rough estimate.
Well...
Like, is he high maintenance, or...
I mean...
Stuff like that.
Well...
All lizards are lazy at points.
Yeah. But he, like you said, he needs, like, he lives in a humid habitat. So it's usually, like, 70 degrees. And,
yeah. If you want to heat up in your cold house, just stick your head in there and boom.
Yeah. Destroyed. But I mean, we've been talking for about like 13 minutes.
I know. Gonna be the longest episode yet, and I haven't even gotten to my lizard.
Yeah.
But I don't have Wikipedia, so mine will probably be short, sweet.
Yeah, but I mean. I mean,
like, how high maintenance would you say he is? Like, if he was high maintenance?
I mean, we sometimes take him out on, like, walks around the house.
Yeah, but would you say, like, you have to clean their tank a lot, or have to,
like, a month,
feed, like, a lot?
Every other month or so.
Well, geez, Granite.
So
you've been outdone.
I mean, we don't really take him out a lot, for the most part, which is weird, I think, because
yeah, but
you should take your lizard out and play with it, you know. You can't really play with a lizard. It's a lizard.
I know. it's not like you can throw a ball and go like, go fetch.
Yeah. But I mean, the if you take it outside, it gets a little scary because there's like eagles that will snatch it. Yeah. So that's a real concern.
Right. Yeah, granted, sometimes when she's outside, she'll like see a shadow go over her and she'll look up at the sky and like look around.
Yeah.
What was that?
Which is like pretty scary for a lizard.
Because I know, like,
we don't want him to get snatched up by an eagle. Do we?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all like, it's all, for the most part, fun to have a lizard instead of like, it's not your usual like cat and dog, you know?
Yeah, but at least they're, you don't have to worry about allergies with most lizards.
Yeah, which is nice. It is really nice.
My dog does not like my lizard.
I mean, they're scared of it. It's a lizard and it has scales. Has a beard. Fancy.
Yeah. But my lizard, when my dog was smelling my lizard for the first time, my lizard kind of smacked him with her claw.
Oh.
And that's, oh, he does not
absolutely
like
her. Destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're not very high maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
okay.
You guys, how about, you guys should comment down below who you think won the argument about having.
Wait. You can't say that yet. I haven't.
I know. But you're saying.
Yeah. If this is out Apple Podcast, please leave a comment on who you think won. Wait, what did you say?
Skinks are the best. Absolutely confidence for level certain. Destroyed.
It just depends on what type of person you are. Honestly.
I mean, if you like a lizard that doesn't eat bugs,
that like snakes,
a skink is perfectly fine. If you like a lizard that eats bugs, then.
Or say you have a bunch of flies in your house.
Boom, get a frog. Frog won. Frog has won the argument.
Thank you everyone for listening. Bye.
See you in next year's episode.
Because we need to ponder about our life decisions about frogs.
If frogs were actual pet, like, I'm sure a bunch of people would get them that had flies.
But my lizard, if there's like a bug in the house, she'll eat it. She also eats spiders, which is really
I'm actually afraid of spiders, so.
I'm a dandelion.
That's not fun.
Hey, if you don't like dandelions, get my lizard. They love them.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for bearded dragon facts? From Asher 12345. I don't have as many as you did.
Yeah, but go ahead. Go ahead and talk.
Okay. So, bearded dragons, besides what we've already said about them, they, when they shed, they peel all of their body. They feel like a snake. So, like, you'll get each individual spike peeled and each ear and their eyelids, nostrils, everything peeled. That's a fact. So my previous lizard, before both of these lizards that my family had, almost beat the world record for longest living bearded dragon.
Interesting.
He was like a year and a month off. I'm hoping Granite will beat it. Yeah, but Granite, like, she's not the highest of maintenances of all animals, but she's not the lowest either. Like, you have to clean her tank every time she poops.
Yeah.
The water bowl also gets slimy. But you can train them. They are trainable lizards.
I didn't know that.
So, like, my previous lizard that died, and he was trained to, whenever he had to poo, go onto, like, a tile surface. Pretty amazing.
I mean...
Yeah, and they also...
The only problem for me about bearded dragons is... they eat bugs. And let's just say my mom's not that fond of feeding them bugs.
Well, I feed Granite crickets as a treat once a week, but she just gets a bearded dragon food and freeze dragon.
I mean, they eat crickets. crickets are, in my opinion, a little nasty.
Yeah, and if she's been extra good, she'll get a fruit loop. If we have fruit loops. But she loves it. I do not know that. Yeah, but also when they get scared, their beard puffs up. That's why they're called bearded dragons. And last fact, I heard this from somewhere, or read it in a book or something, but I heard that their top speed is 9 miles an hour.
That's actually interesting.
Yeah. Like, for a little baby lizard like Granite. Yeah. Yeah, but that's about all I have to say about bearded dragons, because I don't have access to Wikipedia at the moment. Yeah. So, anything else you want to add, Alpha Games?
I mean... I would actually get a bearded dragon if it didn't eat bugs. Just putting it out there, you know? Just like, putting it out there.
Oh, and a fact about me, I've had a lizard all my life, since I was born.
That's cool. Maybe. I don't know if you...
I've had a lizard.
It sounds cool, but I mean, might be hard to, That'd be a little scary for a child to have a lizard around, honestly. I feel like, right? Was it hard to be a child have a lizard?
I've just always liked lizards. And snakes and everything, reptile, stuff like that. So yeah. Anything else you'd like to add before the end of the episode?
I mean, thanks for inviting me, Asher.
Yeah, no problem.
It was fun. It was fun recording with you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Yeah, well, maybe we'll do it some other time.
If you enjoy this, then subscribe to my YouTube channel.
AlphaGames, YouTube.com. YouTube.com/AlphaGames. Check it out right now after you listen to this.
Yeah, that's right. Only reason I came on is to promote my channel. Nah, it was fun hanging out with you, bud. Buddy.
Yeah, Yeah.
I really actually didn't know that much about Bearded Dragons, because why would I know much about Bearded Dragons? You know? They're bearded dragons.
I didn't know much about snakes, because I don't...
It's me in my natural habitat. On my bed.
Hey, that is true for most people. Natural habitat, the bed. I sleep on it. I read on it. I sit on it. Come on. Okay, so.
Good boy.
Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Hope you enjoyed.